Welcome back to Insights for Health. Our topic today is quercetin and its many health benefits, and our guest today is Darren Wright. And before the break, we talked about what quercetin actually is and got into some of the studies related to Quercifit, where quercetin's mixed with a fat molecule for better absorption. And Darren, we were talking about its viral benefits and some of the studies that were conducted during COVID. Zinc is very beneficial for the immune system, and quercetin working with zinc can be dynamic.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I mean, certainly during the pandemic, zinc was one of the most talked about nutrients of all. There seems to be some evidence that quercetin works as an ionophore. It actually helps the uptake of zinc when you take it together. So if you can get more out of your zinc, because people are generally quite low in zinc, and it is so related to immunity, if you're able to get more out of your zinc, whether it's from your diet or whether it's taken as a supplement, that's going to be all the more beneficial, because zinc certainly has antiviral properties. The great absorption that Quercifit has, because of its complexation with the lecithin, it in fact is going to be that much better at delivering zinc across the membrane as well.
There was another study done regarding respiratory conditions where quercetin was known to be anti-inflammatory and have antihistamine properties.
One specifically on allergies did a study in Japan looking at cedar pollen allergies, which apparently are a major issue in Japan, affecting almost half the population there. And they did a four-week study looking at how 500 milligrams a day of Quercifit would benefit sufferers. These sufferers tended to have eye itchiness, eye discomfort, and allergic rhinitis, so inflamed nasal cavities and excess mucus and itching and so forth. Again, four-week study to compare how the two groups would do. And definitely after that four-week period, they concluded that, yes, by taking that 500 milligrams a day, there was reduced ocular itching, reduced rhinitis symptoms, and reduced nasal discharge. Also very important, allergies can certainly affect a person's sleep when you're not able to breathe properly. So reduced sleep interference was observed, and also reduced disturbances during outdoor activities. Oftentimes, that's when you're going to be very exposed to the various pollens and so forth. So that was a real beneficial finding.
And there was some studies done regarding asthma, too, wasn't there?
Indeed, yeah. There was, a 30-day study, same type of dosage, 500 milligrams a day. And here they had certainly asthma patients that were taking their standard care. They were using their puffers. And then the other group, again, using their standard care, but adding in the 500 milligrams of the Quercifit. And over that four-week period, people taking the Quercifit in addition to standard care, they had increased peak expiratory flow, which means able to breathe out properly. They had reduced symptoms of asthma during the day and the night, and it reduced their overall need for any types of nasal drops or inhalers. Antihistamine, you also mentioned, they did a study on that where they looked at the anti-inflammatory potential of Quercifit. So histamine, of course, is released whenever we have an allergic reaction and can bring a lot of uncomfortable symptoms such as swelling and redness to the skin. So in this case, they had people take Quercifit for 3 days before getting a histamine injection to see how various patients would react to it. Those that took the Quercifit, they indeed exhibited less of a reaction to the histamine, which meant less inflammation and less swelling.
Another study was in regards to triathlon athletes and their performance.
When you look at the name Quercifit, some people might wonder, well, if this is for immune health and viral health, why is it called Quercifit? Well, I think when Indina developed the product, their initial impetus was to create something for sports performance. That's the category they were actually going after. So they did their initial studies on athletic endurance, and no better way to judge that than by working with triathletes, because they are doing very intensive physical activity. So they took a group of triathletes and they did testing on them over 14 days, where they had to do 8 swim, bike, run trials over that period. They were swimming for 750 meters, biking for 20 kilometers, and running for 5 kilometers. Some of them were taking Quercetin. They were taking 2 doses of 250 milligrams a day, so different times of the day. The researchers wanted to see how that would benefit, A, their performance, and they wanted to see how it would benefit these athletes as far as recovery. Would it allow them to get back to training quicker? And what they found was, when they looked at the triathletes, those who had taken the course fit, they improved their times over that two-week period by 11.3%, which was 3 times more of an improvement than the placebo group. And then when they looked at how they recovered from these activities, those taking the course fit had lower post-run muscle pain, lower cramping, and less strain. And they also measured their inflammatory markers and found them to be lower, which allowed them to recover. And also it reduced their oxidative stress, which is something you're going to have when you're doing that level of intense exercise. Very beneficial all around.
We started out saying that it had a broad range of health benefits, so we're seeing the benefits when it comes to any sort of a viral infection. We're seeing the benefits when it comes to respiratory health, and now also the athletic performance. Very diverse.
And I'm sure, you know, with many of the polyphenols, there are overlapping benefits, because whenever you're dealing with anti-inflammatory and being able to reduce inflammation, you're going to see a lot of benefits. It's just some polyphenols, like quercetin, seem to target respiratory more, whereas others like curcumin have been perhaps more noted for joint health. So there is always that element of reducing inflammation when you're talking about a polyphenol.
Which takes us into another study in regards to the safety with seniors and anybody, not just seniors alone, of course, but anybody struggling with metabolic syndrome. So before you explain that study, can you just tell us what metabolic syndrome is?
Metabolic syndrome is a condition that unfortunately is very much increasing in our society. And if you have it, you're at higher risk for cardiovascular issues, higher risk for diabetes, higher risk for overall morbidity. And it's very much associated with obesity, being overweight. And there's 5 different elements. And if you have 3 of those, you're considered to have metabolic syndrome. Let's see if I can remember them all. Visceral fat, which is organ fat, having low HDL cholesterol or good cholesterol is one of them. Having high blood sugar would be one.
Blood pressure,
yes, that's another. High triglycerides, I believe. So yeah, if you have 3 out of those 5, you're considered to have metabolic syndrome. Not something you want to have, because it will shorten your lifespan. Changing your lifestyle, it's really a lifestyle condition.
The inflammation that's related to metabolic syndrome can be curbed using the Quercetin.
One of the things quercetin in general is well known for is for capillary health, which of course is going to benefit diabetics in particular. So one of the things Indina wanted to do when they were developing Quercetin is to analyze whether this product would be safe for seniors and for diabetics. So they did quite an intense safety study where they looked at Quercetin being used together with antiplatelet or anticoagulant medicines. And they also looked at, I would say, the most common of the diabetic medications, which is metformin, to see if there was interactions, if people could take them together. And of course, we always would advise people should consult their healthcare practitioner before taking something, especially if they have conditions of cardiovascular health or diabetes. But the findings in the study were very promising. They did not see any need from the results for adjustment of the medications. It was not interfering in either metabolic situation. So very promising for safety.
So when you said antiplatelet and anticoagulant, those would be blood thinners?
Antiplatelet, we could be talking about aspirin. If we're talking about anticoagulant, in this particular case, they looked at warfarin and dabigatran.
So very safe if anybody's on a blood thinner like that, and use anybody using metformin. Quercetin's very safe.
That's what the findings were, but certainly we always recommend people check with their doctor. But as far as Health Canada goes with any cautions on the supplement, like many other supplements, the only thing they caution is consult a health care practitioner if one is pregnant or breastfeeding. And that's the only caution required from Health Canada.
So again, a lot of benefit to supplementing with quercetin. And again, the phytosome that quercetin, that Edina and you yourselves as certified naturals, the 20 times greater absorption rate as opposed to, 1 to 2% that we would normally just absorb.
A lot of times with supplements, companies do talk about the absorption of their product. There's lots of different technologies out there to maximize natural ingredients and make them more absorbable. What really excites me about QuercetinFit in particular is not only have they shown the better absorption, but they've done the work and shown the actual efficacy in placebo-controlled studies.
Darren, we're coming to the end of our show. Thank you for joining us on Insights for Health. Any summarizing statements for our audience today?
Just hopefully we've been able to make aware the many benefits of quercetin. I think some of your listeners already know about it, but it is maybe not totally mainstream yet, but hopefully they're aware of the many potential benefits. And if they are going to take a quercetin, if they feel that they have conditions that could benefit from it, hopefully they will consider a supplement like QuercetinFit, which we have in our bioavailable quercetin, because if you're going to take it, you want to get the absorption to get the results.
Darren, thank you again for joining us on Insights for Health.
Thanks so much, Dave.
Thank you for listening to Insights for Health. Get your quercetin today for its antiviral benefits, especially going into cold and flu season. You heard about its respiratory benefits with allergies and asthma, and its safety with blood thinners and diabetes medications. So visit The Healthy Habit at 451 St. Clair Street in Chatham, where we help you help yourself with your health.